第二篇
Passage 2
英汉口译
English Chinese Interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, Planet Earth will don a complete electronic skin in the not-too-distant future. It uses the internet as a scaffold to transmit its sensations.This skin is being stitched together. It consists of millions of electronic measuring devices, such as thermostats, pollution detectors, cameras, EKGs. These will probe and monitor cities and endangered species, the atmosphere, our ships, highway vehicles, our bodies, even our dreams.It is predicted that less than 10 years from now, there will be trillions of such telemetric systems, each with a microprocessor brain and a radio. They will be in constant contact with one another. What will the Earth's new skin permit us to feel? How will we use its sensation? For a decade or longer,There will be no central nervous system to manage this vast signaling network. And there will be no central intelligence. But we believe that some qualities of self-awareness will emerge once the net is sensually enhanced and emulates the complexity of the human brain. Sensuality is only one force pushing the net toward intelligence.An eerie symbiosis of human and machine effort is also starting to evolve. The internet creates a channel for thousands of programmers around the world to collaborate on software development and debugging. Through collaboration, this community can push past the technical barriers to machine intelligence.And though silicon networks today look nothing like the brain, nodes of the net have begun to function as neuron. Researchers have already tackled complex computing problems, such as interpreting interstellar radio signals with about a million PCs working in concert. Before long...Discrete microprocessors will probably be knitted together into ad hoc distributed computers. Don't think of these as PC networks. The terminals would just as likely be cell phones or palm-like devices, each one far smarter than today's heftiest desktops. We may think of this as a whole ecology.An information environment that's massively connected. Such a system works on a very simple principle. That is, individuals add and team players multiply. The whole will add up to more than the sum of its parts. Individual ants, for example, can't fight off an attacking wasp, but a colony can.A single brain cell is a simpleton, but a few tens of billions can perform mental miracles. The network itself will become a huge digital creature. We will carefully design it so that it will help human beings, not harm them. That may not be easy, however. Emergent behavior could be mischievous, even sinister.In a real network, the digital clans might have distinct points of view, and one might be antithetical to another. By the time something like that happens, networks should gain some of the resilience and safeguards of living organisms. Networks will learn to heal themselves. And when the Earth's own skin signals danger, seismic activity,a geomagnetic storm, or a worrisome spike in financial transactions, the net will sense it, alert people, and reroute traffic. Humanity is now preparing to cast its net across the solar system. At a NASA laboratory in California, scientists are devising a version of the Internet called Interplanet that will weave the Moon, Mars, and some asteroids and comets into the Earth's expanding nervous system. Today's communications between Earth and unmanned probes are expensive, proprietary, and complex. With Interplanet, we can simplify everything, cut costs, and engage the public more effectively. Then, the Earth's telemetric body will span the reaches of the solar system. The net may not experience all the human thrills of exploration, but it will feel some tingles up and down its spine.